Who cares? This is the Cards and Court Show, Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, Odd Video, TuneIn, the podcast app, Bigger Spotify, and Go Overcast. Here we go. It's the Cards and Court Show, where the scales always tip in favor of sports. Welcome into the day. We are absolutely packed. My college football guesses, 15 minutes away. What a game last night. Tennessee, Pittsburgh. Wow. I'm impressed with Will Levis. We'll get to that in a minute. It's the Carson's Court Show. Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Carson's Court Show. So let me start with this. All right. So Tennessee, we'll get to Pittsburgh in a minute. I want to talk about the Steelers in 1 minute. But I want to start with this. So Will Levis, incredible last night. So it's one thing to beat the Saints, right? I said this before. They have a good defense. They have some real players on that defense. The defensive line, you're not getting a lot of pass rush. It's another thing to play Pittsburgh's defensive line with Haywood and Highsmith and T.J. Watt and some offensive linemen on their second, third string with Tennessee. And Will Levis stood in the pocket and delivered a big-time throws at times. Tennessee has one receiver I do like, Hoskins. That's it. And he's okay, he's good. That's it. He has Derrick Henry. They did run to him several times. He had a nice night. But the story here in Tennessee and Pittsburgh is not that the Steelers won the game. It's that Will Levis, Tennessee has their guy. The Titans have found the quarterback of the future, and his name is Will Levis. It's Brady Bledsoe all over again. It is Bledsoe and Brady all over again. Starting quarterback gets hurt. Rookie comes in, takes the place, and is amazing. That's Tennessee. All right. Ryan Tannehill, I don't think I'll ever play for the Titans again. At least not as a starting quarterback. So now Tennessee has their guy, Will Levis. Great arm. He's mobile. Escapes the pocket. Big time throws. Under pressure all night long and delivered. So that's Will Levis. That's the Titans. And the one thing I think is interesting that we should say is the Titans' defense did play well, but the story was the offense. One interception. This is a team that gave Stafford quite a few interceptions. They gave Trevor Lawrence a couple interceptions. They gave Will Levis one. Folks, I think Tannehill, he seems like a great guy. I was never too high on him. I said, look, here's the thing with Tannehill. I think Tennessee has everything they need to compete for a Super Bowl, except quarterback. And I said that 2-3 years ago, and I still feel that way at the beginning of this year. Now, they have their guy. They just need to get I like the running back. If I'm the Titans, I would keep Henry, Will Levis, and to get a couple court receivers. And if you do that, you're up there with Jacksonville. I mean, I will say this. Anthony Richardson is going to have an injury problem. Potentially running quarterbacks tend to do that. I like C.J. Stroud a lot. I think Bryce Young is too small, and I don't think the Panthers. I do not think are going to build around him that great. So the two best quarterbacks I think in this draft is going to be between C.J. Stroud and Will Levis. And I think Tennessee is 4 years away from being a real contender, folks. They found their guy. Will Levis was impressive last night. One big throw after the other big throw after another big throw. And Tennessee today lost the game, but I think they're going. If you're the Titans, even though you lost, you got to feel good. Because that's the future. Big arm, very mobile, escapes the pocket, big throws down the field. And Tennessee was 20 yards away from winning that game last night. 20 yards away. Rookie quarterback into Pittsburgh, 3 days to prepare, doesn't have a ton of receivers, one good running back. I like three offensive linemen out against one of the better defensive lines in the league, and they almost won the game. Incredible. Incredible. So Tennessee, Mike Vrabel, you should feel, you obviously lost the game, but this is the future here. And it looks very bright, I think, for Tennessee. 4 years away, I think, from being a real Super Bowl contender. And that, you might even be far. It could be sooner. It could be sooner. I like what I saw from Will Levis. Incredible awareness of the pocket. Incredible awareness down the field. Read the defense. And that's a tough defense. That's tougher than the Saints. It's one thing to beat the Saints. It's a whole nother animal to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers with that defense. So that's amazing. And I think the Tennessee Titans have found their quarterback, Will Levis. Incredible. All right. So that was the first story. And Tennessee played well. Here's the second story of last night. Let's talk about the Steelers for a second here. So I always said this. There's four. You could argue a few more. But I think there's four quarterbacks in the NFL that I think would be that you cannot fire. Shanahan, Reed, Belichick, Tomlin. Unfireable. And you can say what you want about Belichick, right? Not good. New England's, what are they, 1-4, 1-5, maybe 2-5 this season? I get it. If Robert Kraft would fire the Belichick tomorrow, it would be an outrage. Simple as that. So those are the four, all right? And I've defended the Bengals head coach, Zach Taylor, many times. And I get it why the Bengal fans are upset. I understand. I've defended Mike McCarthy before. I get why Cowboy fans don't like him. But I'm so shocked that after every year I have to defend Mike Tomlin. So I want to talk about this. The Steelers were outplayed the 5-3 the Steelers are. They were outplayed, I thought, for four of the five wins. Tennessee last night completely outplayed, won the game. Outplayed by the Rams completely, won the game. Outplayed, I thought, by the Raiders, won the game. And outplayed by Baltimore and won the game. That is good coaching. Nothing but good coaching. Say what you want about Tomlin. Oh, only 500. Has won only a Super Bowl. Say what you want. Four out of the five games that you won, the only team that I could have seen you kind of outplaying was Cleveland. You got outplayed four times out of your five wins, and yet you're sitting at 5-3. That's incredible. That is incredible coaching on Mike Tomlin's behalf. So I never have gotten before. Year after year after year, I hear Steeler fans say, fire Tomlin, fire Tomlin. I'm saying, why? Look what he's been working with. Big Ben, his last 5 years, not very mobile, doesn't really escape the pocket, doesn't run that much. Good arm, but doesn't run that much. Then he has to deal with Mason Rudolph and Duck when Big Ben got hurt 1 year. Finished 500 and was a game away from making the playoffs. Then he gets Kenny Pickett, who missed. I will say this. I've been a big fan of Kenny Pickett, but he missed receivers last night. He missed four or five open receivers last night. Had a decent game, but missed four or five receivers open last night. Again, decent game. And he's probably going to finish 500 or above this year. I think he will. I think the Steelers probably make the playoffs. That's amazing. That is great coaching. I watched the Steelers last night. Four, five, six, seven times they should have lost the game they ended up winning. I mean, there is very few coaches, except the ones I just named, Belichick, Shanahan, Reed, outside of Tomlin, that can do that. And you can, you know, like I said, there's a few you can talk me into, maybe, other than those four. Mike Vrabel would be one, but unbelievable. This is amazing coaching. Right in front of your eyes. And the Steelers today, I think, are 5-3. Now they get Green Bay next week. So I probably will pick the Steelers coming off a long week in Pittsburgh against a Packer team that I do not love this year. And I think the Steelers probably beat the Packers and go to 6-3. That's incredible. The way this offense is looking, the way the defense have had injuries, Haywood, Fitzpatrick, it's amazing. And they're 6-3. That's incredible. And they did not look, you can say what you want. The first two quarters, I thought the first drive, the Steelers looked half decent. After that, I didn't think they looked great. Maybe the final drive, they did look good. But outside of that, I didn't think they looked that great. It matters. Tomlin, Belichick, Reed, Shanahan, you could talk me into two or three other coaches. At best, maybe five, maybe six or seven coaches at best that are unfireable. And Tomlin is one. Tomlin is one. Go ahead. Say he's only, it's only 9-7. You can go ahead and say he only finishes above 500. Maybe. But the strategy, there's not too many times you get outplayed at home and somehow win the game. There isn't. There's not many. Pittsburgh should be, I think, only have two or three wins today. That's it. They should be 3-5. That's it. And all of a sudden they're 5-3. That is due to Tomlin in particular. So I've defended Tomlin year after year after year from Steeler fans, and I still don't get why they want him fired. I don't get it. There's four or five coaches in this league you don't fire. Tomlin is one. Belichick is another. Reed, Shanahan, maybe Mike Vrabel. I like him a lot. So amazing job by Mike Tomlin coaching, completely outplayed. And the Steelers find a way in the fourth quarter, as they did against the other four wins they have, to win the game. Incredible job by Tomlin. And Tennessee found their guy. All right, so that was Monday night. I got my college football guesses. It's Thursday night, excuse me. College football guesses a couple minutes away. There's some teams that I think you should keep your eye on. One in particular. Also coming up on the Carson's Court Show, there was a particular rookie in the NBA, Wimby, San Antonio Spurs, had an incredible night. Why I see LeBron James in that kid. That's coming up. Let me tell you real quick about Creative Music Entertainment. Lessons and classes, check them out today. Creative Music Entertainment, check them out today. www.creativemusicva.net. Again, that was www.creativemusicva.net. More than just music. They do singing and more than just music. Check them out today. Creative Music Entertainment, truly a great company. Make sure you check them out today. Creative Music Entertainment Plus. All right. Coming up, my college football guesses and why Wimby reminds me of LeBron James. I see special. San Antonio Spurs, Popovich, unbelievable. Unbelievable coach. With him, that team is going to be special in 2 years. It's the Carson's Court Show. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back in Virginia Beach. Welcome back to the Carson's Court Show. Final segment of the day is still to come. Wimby, let's talk about Wimby for a little bit. But here we go. My college football guesses. Let's begin at the Ohio State Rutgers. I like Ohio State. I think they win this game. I think I like them. I think they win it comfortably. My guess is 35-14, Ohio State. Next one, Kansas State at Texas. This is going to be a really good game. I'm picking Texas, though. Texas is one of those teams I'd keep a close eye on to maybe make a playoff. I don't know. We'll see what happens. But Texas, I like the Texas Longhorns. I'm picking Texas 35-10. Let's go to Texas A&M and Mississippi. I'm picking Ole Miss. I think Ole Miss wins this game 45-10. Texas A&M, don't love it a lot about Texas A&M, but I do like Ole Miss. I'm picking Ole Miss. Connecticut and Tennessee. I'm picking Tennessee here. Very good team. They're going to win some games. I think Tennessee wins this game. My guess is they win it 45-14, Tennessee. Notre Dame and Clemson. This isn't even going to be close. Not even going to be close. Notre Dame's going to win this game. You know, at least with Bryce Young, I'm hard on Bryce Young sometimes. At least with him, I saw NFL star. And I see it. I saw it with C.J. Stroud. I see it with Caleb Williams. I saw it with Kenny Pickett and Ritter. I don't see it with the Clemson quarterback. I think they need an upgraded quarterback. He seems like a good kid, but I don't see NFL on him. So until Clemson gets another quarterback, I'm going to keep picking against them. I like Notre Dame, and I think Notre Dame wins this game 45-10, excuse me. Next one, Arizona State at Utah. I'm picking Utah. I think Utah wins this game 28-7. A little bit closer, Pac-12, kind of a tough conference, but Utah wins. Army and Air Force. Air Force is winning some games. Air Force is winning some games. They're ranked 17. I like Air Force a lot. They win. I think they win this game 28-14. Air Force, or 28-17, excuse me. Close game. Air Force wins, though. Virginia Tech at Louisville. I'm picking Louisville. They win a lot. I think they're an excellent team. And Louisville, strong team. They're maybe the second best team in the ACC. Maybe Carolina, you could talk me into being maybe a tad bit over. But I like Drake May. But I think Louisville is winning. And I like Louisville 28-7, 28-10. ACC kind of close, but Louisville wins. James Madison University at Georgia State. Georgia State's been giving some teams problems here. They're 6-2. I don't think it's going to be a walk in the park for JMU. I think it'll be a really close game, kind of like the last few games. But I think if you're looking at who has the better quarterback, JMU, I think, barely wins this game by a field goal, my guess. And I think it's one of those coin flip games. But I think JMU wins this game 33-28. Very close game. JMU wins, though. Tulane at East Carolina. I like Tulane. East Carolina's been struggling a lot. And so Tulane wins this game. My guess is 28-7. Florida State at Pitt. Pittsburgh, not the same in the last few years. So I think Florida State rocks Pitt. My guess is it's 35-10. Florida 45-4. I would go 45-14. Florida State. Penn State at Maryland. I've been very high on Penn State lately. I think Penn State wins this game. My guess is 45-10. Penn State. Oklahoma at Oklahoma State. Oklahoma is going to win this game. Upsetted last week. They're going to win this game. My guess is they win it 52-10. Missouri at Georgia. This is going to be a good game. This is going to be a really, really good game. I think Georgia probably wins this game 45-30. Very high, 45-35. Very high scoring. Georgia wins this game. California at Oregon. Here we go. I think Oregon beats Cal. My guess is they win handily 45-3, excuse me. That 45-10 is the next game. 45-3, Oregon. And if Oregon wins comfortably, providing they win the Pac-12, I think there's your national champion, Oregon. I love what I saw from Oregon. I've seen enough, though, that I think they're going to win the championship, providing they beat Cal handily this week. Cal gave USC trouble. So providing they beat Cal handily this week and providing they win the Pac-12, I think that's your national champion, Oregon. All right, the next game, 45-10, Kansas is going to beat Iowa State. I think Kansas is more one-sided. Kansas is an excellent team, and Kansas is going to win. There's one other game that I'm very interested in tomorrow, but this could be one of the games of the week. Washington at USC. Listen, this game has Washington all over it. I love USC. I've defended USC. I've defended Caleb Williams and Lincoln Riley through a long time, but this game has Washington written all over it. I mean, for the only advantage USC has is quarterback, and it's in USC. That's it. So Washington wins this game. I think it's somewhat close. I don't think Washington blows them away. I think Washington outplays them. But my guess is Washington wins this game. My guess is 45-30, Washington. Purdue at Michigan. Michigan's going to win. Michigan's more physical than Purdue. Michigan will push Purdue around, I think. Michigan, I think, will force Purdue in a lot of these interesting formats, and I think Michigan really wins this game 45-10, Michigan. All right, LSU at Alabama. This is going to be an interesting game. I think Alabama wins this game, but it is not Alabama written all over it. It could easily go to LSU. For one, Alabama quarterback. I have not seen a lot of Alabama positions that I love. And LSU, it's in Alabama. That's the only reason I'm picking Alabama. I think LSU could easily win this game, but I'm going Alabama. Very interesting game, 35-30 kind of feel, and I think Alabama wins this game. Oregon State at Colorado. Listen, Oregon State is a physical team. I think they'll push them around a good bit, and I think Oregon State wins this game. My guess is Oregon State wins it 60-14. I have them crushing Colorado. I have Oregon State winning. And lastly, UCLA at Arizona. I like UCLA in this game. Big time team, physical, big time in the Pac-12. I think UCLA wins this game. My guess is they win it 45-14 over our Arizona. So there you go. Excellent games. Washington, USC is going to be a good game. Alabama, LSU might be the game of the weekend. I think Oregon, I think that's your national champion. I saw them. I mean, look at what they did the last few weeks, right? I mean, it's 7-1. They completely crushed Utah, who's ranked, completely crushed Stanford, who's a pretty good team, blew out Colorado, blew out Hawaii, outplayed completely Texas Tech, had maybe one of the most one-sided games this year by beating Portland State. I'm sorry, Oregon to me, just they feel like a national champion. I think that's your national champion, is the Oregon Ducks. So there you go. They just feel really good. I think they beat Washington in the Pac-12. They get in the playoffs, maybe face, you know, Florida State or Michigan, who they beat. Maybe they play Georgia in the national championship, beat Georgia. I think this is an excellent Oregon team, and I think that's your – I think that's their championship. I really believe that. I think Oregon's your national champion. I mean, I've seen enough. Oregon's the national champion. All right. Coming up, it is interesting because college football, there's about five teams I really like. Oregon's one. Ohio State, Michigan, physical, Big Ten football. Florida State, I can buy into, and Texas. I can buy into Florida State. I think they have way too close games, like to Clemson and Louisville, but I can buy into them. So there you go. All right. Coming up, Wimby Talk. It's the Cosmic Court Show on a Friday in Virginia Beach. Welcome back to the Cosmic Court Show. Final segment of the day is here, my Spurs talk. So let's start off with the San Antonio Spurs. You have Wimby, I see LeBron James potential. 38 points last night. Incredible performance against the Phoenix Suns. I just see LeBron. I see the next LeBron James. He's young. He's 19. It's amazing. He has a good coach. Now, the West is loaded. That goes against him. But I think the Spurs will win a lot of games this year. I think they'll be better than a lot of people think they will be. Last night was a great example. He's young. He's tall. He does about everything. I mean, he just is a really, really big player in Wimby. And I think with a great coach, Spurs need to build around him a little bit better. But I think Wimby's going to – I think Wimby's going to win a lot of games. I really believe that. And I think the Spurs will win a lot of games this year. And keep your eye on San Antonio. I don't think they're going to beat the Clippers. They're not better than Phoenix. I don't think they're better than the Lakers. Probably not better than three or four teams in the East. But I think they're good enough. Houston's not that great. Memphis is not that great. You know, Utah is not going to be that great. So I think they'll do enough to maybe get it a play-in. Maybe, I think they'll win for sure. I think they'll maybe, you know, they're almost like New Orleans a few years ago. Well, Zion, if he's healthy, we said the Pelicans could easily make the playoffs. And that's kind of how I feel about the Spurs. Do they make the playoffs, the play-in? I think the potential was there. I think the Spurs, the ceiling is very high in the next this year. Now, it's going to take a few years to build around them, but it's exciting times if you're a Spurs fan, I think. All right. So there you go, my little Spurs talk. Well, thank you for listening to the Cosmic Court Show this today. It's a Friday in Virginia Beach. Have a great weekend. Enjoy those games. I do not own the copyrights to the Final Countdown. Again, I do not own the copyrights to the Final Countdown by Europe, our intro song. Thanks and have a great day, everyone, for the final time. It's the Cosmic Court Show. We're live in Virginia Beach. Have a great weekend, everyone. We will talk Monday. It's the Cosmic Court Show. Have a great weekend. Talk Cosmic Court Show. Have a great weekend, everyone. It's the Cosmic Court Show. Cosmic Court Show.